Chapter 1.
Are you there, God? It's me, Margaret. We're moving today. I'm so scared, God. I've never lived anywhere but here. Suppose I hate my new school? Suppose everybody there hates me? Please help me, God. Don't let New Jersey be too horrible. Thank you.
We moved on the Tuesday before Labor Day. I knew what the weather was like the second I got up. I knew because I caught my mother sniffing under her arms. She always does that when it's hot and humid, to make sure her deodorant's working. I don't use deodorant yet. I don't think people start to smell bad until they're at least 12, so I've still got a few months to go. I was really surprised when I came home from camp and found out our New York apartment had been rented to another family and that we owned a house in Farbrook, New Jersey. First of all, I never even heard of Farbrook. And second of all, I'm not usually left out of important family decisions. But when I groaned, "Why New Jersey?" I was told, "Long Island is too social, Westchester is too expensive, and Connecticut is too inconvenient." So Farbrook, New Jersey it was, where my father could commute to his job in Manhattan, where I could go to public school, and where my mother could have all the grass, trees, and flowers she ever wanted. Except I never knew she wanted that stuff in the first place. The new house is on Morningbird Lane. It isn't bad. It's part brick, part wood. The shutters and front door are painted black. Also, there is a very nice brass knocker. Every house on our new street looks a lot the same. They are all 7 years old. So are the trees. I think we left the city because of my grandmother, Sylvia Simon. I can't figure out any other reason for the move, especially since my mother says Grandma is too much of an influence on me. It's no big secret in our family that Grandma sends me to summer camp in New Hampshire, and that she enjoys paying my private school tuition, which she won't be able to do anymore because now I'll be going to public school. She even knits me sweaters that have labels sewed inside saying, "Made expressly for you, by Grandma." And she doesn't do all that because we're poor. I know for a fact that we're not. I mean, we aren't rich, but we certainly have enough. Especially since I'm an only child. That cuts way down on food and clothes. I know this family that has 7 kids, and every time they go to the shoe store, it costs a bundle. My mother and father didn't plan for me to be an only child, but that's the way it worked out, which is fine with me because this way I don't have anybody around to fight. Anyhow, I figure this house in New Jersey business is my parents' way of getting me away from Grandma. She doesn't have a car, she hates buses, and she thinks all trains are dirty. So unless Grandma plans to walk, which is unlikely, I won't be seeing much of her. Now some kids might think, who cares about seeing a grandmother? But Sylvia Simon is a lot of fun, considering her age, which I happen to know is 60. The only problem is, she's always asking me if I have boyfriends and if they're Jewish. Now that is ridiculous, because number one, I don't have boyfriends. And number two, what would I care if they're Jewish or not?